exterior canning facility. It hums in the night, configuration of grey boxes and corridors, mechanisms at play in the bay of fish and the stench of dying ferries. A concrete dock long since occupied with merry travellers, lost lovers across the sound, narcotics slipped inside truck bellies, and weaponry excised from alien invaders. Bits of their ships dismantled and turned into souvenirs for obese humans, legs as wide as sequoias, pale as frightened spooks. A map of thick veins ready to burst and flood the supermarket aisles. And an old lady with her aspidistra sitting quietly in the corner of the gift shop, crocheting a tapestry that tells of children being captured and animals running scared. A gas station explosion, a destructive daffodil, and a severed head swinging through the stars. Snip, snip, snip. There will be order in this 24-hour-a-day operation, even if that means turning off the sun. Large bugs, plump with arbovirus, clamp themselves to the fabricated steel, mine organisms with tiny minds. They suck and lick at the structure, become fat like once athletic panthers, tummies full with quarry and tired from the rut. They litter porches and alleys, partners torn in two from the brutish encounter. A Cimmerian scum flooding any form of advance. While their own wings, a strange form of cartography, depict an origin civilization far superior than anything that stalks tomorrow's shores. One capable of poetry that paints spectrums and harvests silk with mere whispers and travels effortlessly between planetary systems in the blink of an eye. Itself, a dying star in which other creatures maneuver. Exposed volcanoes, pre-a-prick and shocked into submission on a hospital gurney, and most important of all, it breeds well-mannered youths not destined for this town. And that's what I'm talking about. Magic. The old lady spoke to the gull perched on a mooring cleat as she weaves with long toes and claws. How I dance with these magic inamorato. Say, bird, you haven't seen my brother, have you? The audience were seated in the phrenology room, awaiting a play that the critics would no doubt deem horrendously written, staged, acted and directed. On the wall hung Little Miss Pigtails and Kitty Player, her lipstick as bright as the day her head was swiped clean off, while Pigtails looked as if she could still do some mean damage to her classmates, even in death. The audience were faceless blurs, plugs pulled behind the eyes, microfiche flicker, visual snow, quickening the retina's demise as he fixed the remaining sight on the groaning table, which served as a stage. The play was mainly silent and revolved around a world of black and white memories, where members of a village celebrated their homecoming queen. Entitled, "They Are the Worst of Beasts," there were no peculiar entities to be seen. It was a mix of mobility scooters and plastic bags containing the insides of old clocks, damaged teddy bears, and dolls with their hair singed and their faces half burnt off. A present for the little ones. These props went unseen but gave the actors the necessary motivation to inhabit their roles. As they waved flags beneath the bunting and pretended to play instruments, as an invisible float made its way down the ancient street where there were no longer places to get your hair cut or have your technology fixed on the cheap, your data making its way back to a nefarious network of slime. And here comes the Queen, naked and on a throne. For a spell, the beasts were allowed to live like they'd never experienced before, in beautiful homes with extensive gardens, orangeries and potting sheds, and pineapple finials at every turn, and complete with the ghosts of retainers. They looked completely out of place. It was only when the wildlife turned its back on its own terra firma, they were gathered and driven off the cliffs and for the seas to gobble them up. This wasn't a particularly difficult task, for they'd become even more fainéant in the grounds of elegance, and the ornamental balloon ladies had completed their mission successfully, popping her wares and allowing the incapacitating agent to do its business. The winged serpent sat in a nondescript hotel room, devoid of any of the full look on display in the foyer magazines of a more superior establishment. Its left arm felt like tin, and it nibbled at the crawling feeling it had with its beak. Beneath the plume, the factory shook. Earlier that morning, it had taken a bath, standing in the tub and duking its head and splashing and fluffing and repeating again, a joyous activity that served little purpose in a world of deceit and destitution. Yet in each droplet of water there was a globe of hope and a memory of a pastime which the creature wished to recreate. Prior to its bath, an instructor pilot for the Royal Saudi Air Force, based in Al-Mu'mahah, Kilo, Sierra, Alpha, came to it with a proposition. And so to this year's Christmas number one. The bells are ringing, the snow is falling, the fire is on. So gather ye round, O friends and family, let us sing our Christmas song. Santa hanging in the corner, Mother kneeling by his feet, vested hero scaling skyscrapers, flakes, bloodied, slaughtered sheep. Cue Wilhelm scream. Ginger hair and fair of face, she was smiling between whom I assumed were her parents, until she launched at my face with the ferocity of a runaway fairground ride, and her handlers brought her snarling mass to heel. Interior diner at night. I'm an okay person when I'm sitting here talking with you, but when I need to kill, when I'm there, I'm possessed. I'm the devil. I'm not your friend. It climbs back under the tarpaulin of the truck and disappears into the desert. The quill struggled in the avian's hand, and it headed out to the local coffee shop to procure itself a can. In the old days, it would have laced the machine with belladonna and watched the witches fly from their conventillos. But now it was alone, an abandoned bantam with its 50 cal in a prairie lost to war and used as a climbing frame by the children of ghosts. It found itself in a library where the animal sounds of infants still scream from the walls. Out of control, mini humans, poorly parented and allowed to act up. One was guttural, a beast snared in a trap that thought it was still at the rut. A carefully placed shot behind the ear soon put an end to that and allowed for a plaque to be unveiled at the entrance, warning of what would happen to any more deemed out of control. Alone in a library.